The psalmist said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad we're in the presence of the Lord. He said, where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Well, I would like you to turn this morning to Psalms 144, verse 9, and we will get back to our main text. I'm talking this morning on a two-part series, so we're in part two. I thought it was going to be back-to-back, but we had the missionary come, and I'm glad he did. Although he told me downstairs that he didn't think I looked a day over 80. So you can see how much I'm praying for him. So anyway, we're on a part two series of the language of praise. This is the second part, and we'll get back to our main text, which is Psalms 149, a little further down. I want to start off in Psalms 144:9, and just to catch, not doing really a full review, but just a real brief catch up. We're talking about the language of praise, and I'd like to say for you that weren't here 2 weeks ago, we found out that the language of prayer, the language of thanksgiving is different than the language of praise. Thanksgiving is giving thanks for something that God has done for us, what God has done as a creator, for all that God has done. We are thankful, and that's very, very important to be thankful. But praise for God is who he is. Praise for who he is. He's a majestic God. He's awesome. He's loving. He's kind. He's merciful. He's altogether lovely. And we praise him for who he is. So that's the context, and that's where we're talking about is praise this morning in the language of praise. Psalms 144 verse 9 says this. Whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is the right hand of falsehood. Whoops, I'm sorry. And I will sing a new song. Verse 9, and I will sing a new song to you. O God, on the harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. So I'd like to start off this morning talking about a threefold praise. The threefold praises includes our mouth, our feet, and our hands. And you know, when we're praising the Lord, we can praise the Lord with many ways. And the first one I'd like to talk about is, let's go with our mouth. Our mouth, we know we have to be expressive. We have to talk about, we have to praise the Lord. We can praise him in word. We can praise him in song. We can praise him with utterances. We can praise him in glorious ways. And we can just magnify the Lord. We can just shout to the Lord. We can sing softly to the Lord. We can praise him in a mighty voice. And you know, we can use our mouths as an instrument of praise. So one of the threefold praises is our mouth. Because as we speak and as we sing and as we glorify and praise the Lord, what are we doing? We're ushering praises to him and God listens. How many know it's pretty tough to have a conversation with somebody when you're both talking at the same time? I believe when we are praising the Lord just receives this because he's a God. He's God of all creation. He's the God of the universe. He's a God with ears. He's a God with eyes. He's a God, not like the idols in the world, but he's a God that listens. He's a God that hears. And so when we're praising the Lord, he's just receiving them. But he can't receive them unless he hears them. And he can't hear them unless we say them or praise him. So he's a God. And so one of the threefold praises is using our mouth as an instrument of praise. Sometimes it's laughing. Sometimes it's singing. Sometimes it's shouting. Sometimes maybe it will be whispering. But wow, we are just praising the Lord from our heart. And, you know, when you begin to praise the Lord, you'll find out it's tough to do if it doesn't come from your heart. We praise the Lord from our heart. We praise the Lord from inside. And God is certainly receptive to our praise. But praise is expressive. Sometimes we say, sometimes we praise the shout, sometimes we praise for the will of God, sometimes we praise him because of, oh my, he's just so, so wonderful. Another way to praise the Lord is with our hands. One of the finest things that we have, and all of us have that, is our hands. And we can clap to the Lord, we can praise the Lord, we can raise our hands, and we can use our hands as a praise instrument. You know, some people wonder, and we don't hear too much about this, but, you know, people wonder, why? Why do sometimes we lift our hands? Why do we praise the Lord? Why do you see some do it and some don't? Well, praising the Lord, the psalmist said, I will praise him. I will lift up my hands unto the Lord. One of the reasons we lift up our hands is a sign. It's a sign of surrender. You know, if you were on the streets, and I've only been to New York City to get on a jetliner. Back in 1975, I was heading for Israel, and I had to drive all the way to New York City to get on a plane. But I don't think I'd want to walk down the streets of the Bronx and want to walk down some of those places that kind of are risky. Because a lot of times, you know, if somebody's going to mug you, you know, they've got a knife or a gun, and they say, stick them up. It's like, oh, hello. Oh, what does that mean? When you, it's like you surrender. I give. You want my wallet? Take it. You know, I mean, it's a sign of surrender. It's a sign. And when we praise the Lord, it's a sign to him that we're giving him all. We're praising him. We're just here. We're just giving it all. We're giving you. We surrender, Lord, you're God. It's a sign of surrender. Another sign is, it to me, and I've never heard this, but I'm telling you, I feel like it's a sign of we're giving up our bodies. We're giving up ourselves. We're giving up, we're making ourselves volatile. We're just giving ourselves up. We're giving all of us to you and making ourselves, we're just honoring you. We're giving ourselves to you. What I'm thinking is, you know, have you ever petted a dog, and if they're not comfortable, they won't let you pet their stomach. They won't roll over. And, you know, and because they want to trust you. And now we have to trust him. Now we just give him all. We trust him. We're making ourselves vulnerable. In self-defense, one of the things that they teach, and I ascribe to it, and I've taught some myself, is one of the greatest things you can do, if you only knew one thing, is turn yourself sideways. When you turn yourself sideways and you take a different kind of a stance, you're taking yourself out of harm's way for all your vital organs, and you're not going to surrender. You're going to make yourself another kind of target, smaller and not so vital. So when you praise the Lord and you lift your hands, you're vulnerable. You're vulnerable. You even feel vulnerable because you know what? That's the way God wants us. He wants us to praise him with our hands. Let's do that. And then when we clap sometimes, that's, you know, in honor to God. Foot praise, we don't see that very much, but I want you to know that it is Bible. Foot praise is sometimes can be marching, leaping, running, dancing. Foot praise, David danced before the Lord with all of his heart. We don't see that much of it, but I want you to know it is Bible. See, we should serve the Lord with our whole body, with everything within us. We praise the Lord with everything within us. If you can't, God understands. God knows that. But if you can, the Bible says, it's an honor and it's a praise to him. Now, I would like you to turn with me to Psalms 149. You should be very close, because I didn't emphasize something two weeks ago that I want to this morning. Psalms 149 says, praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. There's your mouth of praise. And his praise in the assembly of his saints. So we're talking about we're gathered together. Here we are. We're gathered together in his assembly, so we're not talking foreign, and we're not talking about outside these walls. We're saying we are assembled saints. Now, let Israel rejoice in their maker. Now, we are to rejoice in the assembly. Let the children of Zion, and we've been engrafted in, we've been saved, we've been bought. Now we're Israelites, so to speak. Now we are one of his chosen ones. Now we are in Zion. Now we are in the assembly, and to be joyful in their king. Uh-oh. I think I have a misprint. I don't know. My version, and I have the New King James in front of me, it's now we're in the assembly, and it says, let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Let them. Oh, no, we're not going to allow that here. Oh, no, we're not going to let them. Oh, okay. I just thought that this was the scriptures that we were supposed to live by and read and go by. It says, let them. If you want to praise the Lord by raising your hands, if you want to praise the Lord and rejoice, it says, we are to let you. Let them praise him in a dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. Sometimes we play a tambourine. If you can't play anything, you have hands, you have a voice, you have feet, you can walk, you can praise the Lord. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He takes pleasure because what you're really doing isn't an outward manifestation. It's a manifestation of praise. It's the language of praise. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful. Let them sing in their homes. Let them sing in their beds. Let them sing in the assembly. Let them. I feel like I would be wrong if I said, no, I'm not going to let you. You can't do that. Ushers, take them out. Ushers, this one's getting a little too carried away. Take them out. I don't know. I mean, it was written here long before I came here. Let them. I just want you to see that it is absolutely scriptural. So we have the mouth praise, foot praise, hand praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Turn with me to the book of Acts. And I want to read one scripture in Acts 10:44. Acts 10:44 says, while Peter was speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word of God. As Peter was speaking these words, sometimes we don't realize when we praise the Lord or when we're speaking, the power that it has. There's a scripture that I rarely hear, and I want to quote it. It says, death and life lie in the power of the tongue. Death and life lie in the power of the tongue. So there's power in praise. There's power in what you speak. There's power in speaking the word of God. There's power in the scriptures. Turn with me to another scripture, if you would. I know I'm going back and forth in the scriptures here, but I just think it's so important. Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. I'll give you a moment to get there. But we ought to edify the church. We ought to edify ourselves. We ought to edify ourselves in glorifying the Lord, praising the Lord in the language of praise. Now, I'm all for organization and structure. I'm not saying we should, roll in the aisles. I'm not advocating that. But I am saying that we as a people and we as this congregation and as myself, I think if we would put forth an effort of praise in some way, God would honor it. God is not, he honors it. He receives it. He listens. He takes it in. As humans, we need to glorify him, praise him, and bow before his throne and bow before his presence. Isaiah 61:3 says, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'll tell you, praise is so important, and in the scriptures it talks about the garments of praise. And, all of us wear garments. And sometimes there's expensive garments, sometimes there's average, sometimes there's poor garments. There's silk garments. There are some wealthy people that, the ladies wear dresses that cost $1,500 to $3,000. But no matter, and then there's some that can't hardly afford, anything. And it doesn't matter. Those things are just outward garments. And the people that wear those clothes, God is looking for those that are putting on another type of garment, a precious garment, a garment that is without cost, a garment that you don't pay for, the garment of praise, the garment of praise. And with that, he said, I'll give you beauty for ashes. I'll give you a beautiful feeling. I'll give you a wonderful inside. Your inner man will feel wonderful. You'll begin to praise the Lord, and I'll give you oil of joy for mourning. I'll give you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Folks, if you begin to feel, if you have a down day, and we all do, you begin to just praise the Lord. You begin to just say, God, I thank you for who you are. I praise you for who you are. I may not like my circumstance, but I magnify your name. I glorify you, Lord. I'm just lifting up your name. I'm lifting up my hands. I'm just yielding myself to you, God. I praise you. I praise you for who you are. I thank you, Lord, that I woke up this morning. I thank you that I have life. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I praise you. I lift up your name. You are holy. You're majestic. You're loving. You're kind. Your mercy is shown to me every single day. I glorify you, Lord. I'm putting on the garment of praise. Sometimes I don't feel like it, but I'm not going by feelings. Like God, I know who you are. And you're wonderful. You're supernatural. You're awesome. You're altogether lovely. Hallelujah. And that's another praise word. Hallelujah. It's kind of a universal word. Just praise him. Hallelujah. You'll find it in a word. Hallelujah. You'll find it there. Shalom. Praise God. Peace. He's, amen. He's deserving our praise. Hallelujah. And when you're expressing yourself, you'll find that it's really difficult as humans. We have a tendency to, you know, harbor feelings or harbor unforgiveness or harbor bitterness. You will find that it's very difficult to have these things inside and be praising the Lord. I'm advocating that when we begin to really seek God and we think that sin sometimes just is forgiven by just, Lord, forgive me. It's a whole lot more than it. It's an attitude of the heart. It's getting rid of things inside. It's more than that. What if you were a deaf and dumb person, could not speak? Can you be saved? What if you could not utter a word? What if you didn't know the English language? What if you had a tongue and you were born and you could not speak? Does that mean you can't be saved? No. That's what I'm saying. It's an attitude of the heart. It's a feeling. It's inside. It's, oh, Lord, I yield myself to you. I don't want bitterness. I don't want something against my brother or my sister. I'm going to praise you. I want you to deliver me from that. I want it to be gone. This is a deeper thought, but it's real. It's the way God works. He works in the inner man. He works in the inner soul. He works in the spirit realm, not out here. If I lose my arm, I'm still the same person. I still have the same inner man. If I lose my fingers, I'm still the same person. I'm still the same spiritual man. God's concerned about our inner being, our inner man. And so we want to be expressive of that in delight. The scripture says, delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Sometimes I hear these words. They're too emotional. It's just all emotion. It's just all emotion. That's what it is. I figured it out. Then people are just emotional. It's emotion. I want to tell you something. If you look up the word delight, and if you understand what the word delight means, the psalmist said, delight yourself. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this in 15 minutes, Jason. We have to speak to our class in a few weeks for 15 minutes. That's going to be hard for me. But when you're delighting yourself, delight yourself in the Lord. I think that's going to be quite expressive. Oh, I'm delighting myself in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. If you're mourning, that's not delighting. If you're, don't know if I can make it through this day. We've had 43 Sundays this year, and another one, here we are. Oh, my goodness. I wish that guy would just stop talking and let me out so I could go home and eat my Doritos. You can't go, Bill. Bill, do not leave your seat. Do not leave your seat. No, you're not leaving. Delight, delight, delight. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall deliver you. He shall bring what you need. Delight yourselves in him, and he shall bring you the desires of your heart. If you desire good things and desire the will of God, if you desire to be assembled together, praising him, because he is the hero of heaven. You know, we got heroes, and man makes fantasy heroes, Spider-Man and Superman and, you know, Thor and all these creatures and the Power Rangers. Oh, my goodness. And yet, they're just a fantasy. But God's not a fantasy. He's real. He is so real. He's the hero of heaven, and we need to praise him. So, and I want to let you, we need to let you praise him. Praise God. When you're praising the Lord, so turn with me quickly to Psalms 145. Psalms 145. Says, I will extol you, O my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. This isn't just a Sunday morning thing. This isn't just a morning thing. This is, but I want to stretch you. If I'm going to speak to you, I want to stretch you. I want to build us up. I want to say, hey, where are we going? We at least are going to praise the Lord. That's the language of praise for who he is. Every day. What's it say? Oh, another misprint. Another misprint. Oh, my goodness. That's what. I don't know. Does someone else have something else? Mine says, every day will I bless you, and I will praise your name forever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. And his greatness is unsearchable. Praise God. Doesn't that, I don't know, I feel the spirit of praise in me right now. Doesn't it just make you want to praise the Lord when you think about the Psalms and you think about it? I don't know, pretty soon Joe's going to be running around this house. I mean, he's got, no, Joe, while I'm speaking right now, you can please just stay there while I'm speaking. Just hold steady. I think you're understanding. This is just a thing that God is wanting of his people. He's wanting this. I'm not wanting this. God's wanting this of me. God's wanting this of us. God is wanting praise, and we begin to praise the Lord. I'll tell you, people are drawing to those that love God. But people are drawing to love. People are drawing to praise. So praising him. Praise is a surrender. I surrender all. While Jeannie comes and plays this little chorus, I Surrender All, which I want to finish off singing this. Even though it's a little song slower and it doesn't seem like it's a big praise song, it just came to me yesterday and I said to her, I just want to finish out this service in a surrendering way. So, because I feel like if we surrender to God, our lips and our mouth and our hands and our bodies will just say, Lord, I praise you. I want to magnify your name. But I want to end with reading from Psalms 148. And I want to read this as my last word this morning. So I don't have the last word. I want God to have the last word. So you hear from God. I am just going to be the oracle of God. I'm just speaking what thus saith the Lord. We're just reading from the words. Well, if you would follow me in Psalms 148, I want God to have the last word. I don't want the last word. I don't want to be in the middle of this. I want God to be the head of it. I want God to somehow. We're just humans. I just want to be that instrument or mediator somehow of bringing this forth. But I want us to have the language of praise, and God is going to have the last word. And when I'm done reading this, because I want God's word to, he is the one saying these words, I want it to come through to our hearts and our spirits and finish singing so that we can praise the Lord in a great surrender to him. Psalms 148 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him in the angels. Praise him, all the host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all the stars of light. Praise him, you heavens and heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For he commanded, and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth. You great sea creatures in all the depths, fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word, mountains and all the hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowls, kings of the earth and all people, princes and judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is to be exalted. His glory is above all the earth and heaven, and he has exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise the Lord. Sing with me. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. Okay, this morning we're going to dismiss with that song. We're not going to dismiss in prayer. We've already heard from the Word of God. God's Word is greater than any prayer. I'd like you to just stand with me and just lift your hearts and your being, your spirit unto Him, and think about the language of praise and how important it is and what God's speaking to you about praising Him and glorifying His name. Oh, I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. God blessing each and every one of you.